We did order it in Pembroke, but...
The Parshas Truma, the story part of the Chumash is largely over. A couple of stories still to come. And Truma, Tetzaveh, and Vayakel, and Pekudei focus on the building of the Mishkan. And we know that we're supposed to learn something and grow something from every single Parsha, and sometimes it's easier when there are stories about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or Yetzias Mitzrayim, or Kriyas Yamsuf. It's easier to see where we can grow and be inspired from it. When you have a parasha full of instructions how to build a building, it becomes difficult to be able to transfer the messages there into messages that are relevant to our life. And that's what I'd like to try to focus on today. The first place the Mishkan is mentioned is not in this week's parasha, but it's in Parshas Beshalach. In Parshas Beshalach, when Klal Yisrael was singing the Shiras Hayam after the sea was split, they sang in the end of their song, "Machan l'shivtecha pa'alta Hashem," that a dwelling place for you to rest, you have made Hashem. It tells us that Hashem made a place to rest. And Chazal darshan on that, "Mikdash al mata." Mechuvin keneged mikdash amayla machain l'shivtecha. Al tikri machain ela mechuvin. It's Rashi. Rashi says it a little bit differently on that pasuk. That the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan that was built in this world is directly parallels the Beis Hamikdash that exists in Shemayim. Now, obviously, that's not a geographic statement because there's no geography in Shemayim. It's not a physical world. But there's something about the building of the Mishkan and what it accomplishes and what it does that parallels the covet of Hashem that exists in Shemayim. The Midrashim count many similarities between different statements about Shemayim that you find all over Tanakh, different things that it says about the Shemayim and the Malachim and the covet and the glory that Hashem Kaviyachol dwells in Shemayim, and the way that the Mishkan was built and set up. Is a pasuk that we're very familiar with because it's in Matovu. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Chavav, pasuk Ches. It says, Hashem, David HaMelech says, Hashem, Ohavti me'ayin beisecha, I love the dwelling place of your home, I love your home, u'mekayim mishkan kevaydecha, and the place that your honor rests. So this is David's way of saying how he loves the Beis HaMikdash. But as many psukim in Tehillim, this sounds repetitive. There are many psukim in Tehillim like this, and other svarim in Nach, that it seems like almost like in order to be poetic, you have the second here. Ahavti ma'ayim beisecha, mishkan kevaydecha. It's a nice rhyme. Double kefil ha'inyan, it says a lot of times. It's a double of the inyan. The Shlah brings, b'shem the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Pekudei, that it's not a double at all, but it's this Yisayid. Hashem, ahavti ma'ayin beisecha, I love the dwelling place, I love your Beis HaMikdash. U'makoy mishkan kevaydecha, which is the place in Shemayim that your covered rests. Mikdash al-mata mechuvin keneged mikdash al-mayla. The two parts of the pasuk are talking about the two Beis HaMikdashes, the one on this world and the one in Shemayim. Ahavti ma'ayin beisecha is your home in this world. U'makoy mishkan kevaydecha, which is keneged, which is parallels the place of your honor in Shemayim. It's not both talking about the Beis HaMikdash here, but the pasuk is doubled because the Beis HaMikdash is doubled. There's a Beis HaMikdash al-mat and a Beis HaMikdash al-mayla. So the pasuk addresses the Beis HaMikdash on this world and the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. Why is it, Dafka, that when they were singing the song by Shiras Hayam, that they said this idea that the Beis HaMikdash on this world parallels the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim? Simply, because we know from Chazal that what they saw by the Shir, what did they see by the Shir? When the sea split, what did Klal Yisrael see? So Chazal teach us, Ra'as HaShivcha al-Hayam, even a maidservant, even the lowest level, the lowest class citizen of Klal Yisrael saw things, mashaloi ro'o ha-Nevi'im, that even the prophets of later years did not see the type of glory in Shemayim that even the lowest person by Kriyas Yamsuf saw. So since they saw the greatness of Hashem in Shemayim, that was the time to realize and to recognize that we have to take that greatness that exists in Shemayim and we have to make a place for it in this world. The Beis HaMikdash in this world is supposed to parallel the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. It's an outgrowth of seeing the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. They saw the Mikdash in Shemayim, the Ma'aseh Merkava. They said, oh, Macha in L'Shivtecha, we have to build a house on this world that should parallel the glory of what exists in Shemayim. And in terms of what the job is, I saw an unbelievable, it's a very, very touching medrash. This is a medrash rabba in Parshas Nasai. The Medrash says like this, it's a mashal to a king. And the king had a robe that was made with jewels. Just imagine a glittering robe made completely with jewels and diamonds. And he told someone in his household, make me a beged just like this. Make me a robe just like this. So this servant, I mean, how's he supposed to get his hands on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of diamonds? So his servant turns to him and he says, Adoni HaMelech, my master the king, Yochel ani lasos kamoisai, can I make something like that? I can't do that. Where am I supposed to get so many jewelry, diamonds from and so many jewels? So Hashem says, Ani b'chvoidi. So the king answers, me with my honor, ve'ata b'samim monecha, and you with your dyes. Notice the king said, no, I'm not expecting you to make it out of diamonds. Take a robe and color it the color of the diamonds. The ata b'samim monecha, and you with your dyes. So similarly, the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, after having witnessed what exists in Shemayim, and Hashem says, make me a place on this world. So Moshe says, Yochel ani lasos ka'ela, can I make a place for you on this world that's a reflection of what exists in Shemayim? It's not possible. Malachim, Srafim, Vayfane HaKadosh, all the whole glory and the whole Ma'aseh Merkava and the whole covet of Shemayim, the Kisei HaKavod that exists in Shemayim, we can't make something like that on this world. We're not capable of it. So Hashem answers him, with your materials, Tcheles, Argama, and Telashanim, with your cloths and your gold and silver and copper, with your this worldly metals and cloths, I want you to build a place for me. Imata oisen. Here we start getting to the point over here. Hashem says, Imata oisen masha lemaila lemata. If you make what exists in Shemayim down here in this world, even though it's just a shadow, it's not the real diamonds. It's colored. It's not the real thing. What we can make for Hashem in this world is just a shadow of what exists in bimkaim kavayday in Shemayim. Hashem says, if you make for me in this world what exists in Shemayim, I'm going to leave all the covet of Shemayim. I'm going to leave it. Va'ered, and I will come down. Va'atzamtzem shchinasi b'neihem lamata, and I will squeeze in, so to speak, haviyachol, my presence into your building. I'll leave the whole glory of Shemayim with all of its greatness and all of its magnificent glory, and I will squeeze myself into the physical building that you make. If you make lamata what exists lamaila, if you make a parallel, a place in this world that parallels the greatness of what's in Shemayim, then I'll leave what's in Shemayim. Aniach, I will leave it. And I'll squeeze myself, atzamtzem shchinasi, I'll squeeze my shchina into what you have built. We see an unbelievable yesod from here, a very, very powerful yesod, and it's not just about building a mishkan, but it's about our whole life and our whole Yiddishkeit. What we could do in this world is a shadow, is a flicker. Kechaloim Yaof, like we say in Kol Nidre, like we say in the Sana Taikif. It's nothing. It's a shadow of what exists in Shemayim. Can we express the glory of Hashem in this world? It's nothing. Our feeble attempts, our that we try to make some type of covet for Hashem in this world is nothing. It's nothing. But that's what Hashem wants more than all the covet and all the glory and all the greatness that exists and all the olamos and all the shamayims with all the angels and the who knows what exists up there. Hashem wants more, our little attempt to bring some honor to Hashem in this world. That's what Hashem wants more than anything. The pasuk says, "Pay eshev." Hashem says, "Over here I will dwell, ki ivisiho, because I want it. I want to be here. I want to be where my Klal Yisrael is making a place for me." It's an unbelievable thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing, he's ready to leave everything. He wants to be with him, where his Klal Yisrael is going to make a place for him. There's a Gemara in Ksubis, Adaf Hei Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, G'doyle ma'isei tzadikim, yayser mishamayim va'aretz. The actions of tzadikim are greater than the creation of heaven and earth. And the Gemara brings a raya, and you have to like try to really understand what this Gemara means. The Gemara proves that what tzaddikim do, what righteous people do, is greater than when Hashem created heaven and earth. Why? It says because when it says that Shemayim and Oretz were created, it says that Hashem did it with one hand. Af yodi yosda Oretz, my hand founded the earth. V'yamini, and my right hand, tafcha Shemayim, created the Shemayim. One hand. Easy, one hand. But the Beis HaMikdash, which was created by Tzadikim, which was built by Tzadikim, by Moshe Rabbeinu, and by Shlomo HaMelech, ultimately the Beis HaMikdash that stood in Yerushalayim, it says, and that's the end of the pasuk of Machan L'Shiftecha Po'alto Hashem, is Mikdash Hashem Kainenu Yadecha. The Mikdash of Hashem, your hands, plural, both of your hands established. So Shemayim V'Oras were created with one hand. But the Beis HaMikdash was created with two hands. So you see that what tzaddikim do is greater than the creation of Shemayim V'aretz. Now obviously this pasuk is, this Gemara is, what does it mean, one hand, two hands, what does that mean? And why does that prove, what's the godless of what tzaddikim do, because it's two hands instead of one hand, what's the meaning of all of this? The Sfarim explain, and it's exactly a hemshah from this Medrash. The Sfarim explain, Hashem created the Shemayim, that's a spiritual world. One hand, one inyan, it's a spiritual world. Hashem created earth, it's a physical world. It's another thing, also with one hand. And the Mefarshim say, not with the same hand. But each one was created with one hand. There's a spiritual world, there's a physical world, Shemayim and Oretz. The Beis HaMikdash takes heaven and brings it down to earth. The Beis HaMikdash takes Shemayim and connects it with Oretz. Mikdash Hashem Koinenu Yodecha, the two hands working together. Gold, silver, copper, and linens, and hides, physical, with Vishachanti B'Soichem, with the presence of Hashem. Shemayim and Oretz, heaven and earth mixed together, intertwined together. That's both hands together. And that's Gedolei Ma'aseh Tzadikim, that's the greatness of the actions of Tzadikim. Hashem created a world where there's a spiritual in Shemayim and there's a physical in this world. What's our job? What's the job of tzaddikim? Our job is to take that Shemayim and bring it down to this world. L'hayridai la'aretz, to bring it down to this world. To inject spirituality into everything that's physical. That's gedayu l'maisei tzaddikim, that they're mikdash Hashem kainenu yudecha, with both hands, with the Shemayim hand and the aretz hand, we build a building that combines both. It's a fascinating thing. The Shlub brings that there are parallels between the creation of the world and the creation of the Mishkan. It says, the pasuk says, "Noita Shemayim Kayiria," that the Shemayim, the heavens, were made like a cloth, like a yiria. And we know that by the Mishkan that we're supposed to be made out of yiriyos izim, out of hides, out of yiriyos. It says that there should be a rakia that divides between the lower waters and the upper waters. And we know also that there's a parochus that divides between the Kaidish and the Kaidish HaKadoshim. Hashem created a world where there's gathering places of water. In the Mishkan we have a kiyar, which is a gathering place for water. Hashem created a world that has sun and moon and stars, sources of light. And Klal Yisrael creates a Mishkan that has a menorah with seven sources of light. Hashem creates a world that has animals and birds. Klal Yisrael creates a Mishkan where we sacrifice animals and birds, and where we have Kruvim with wings. Then he says, he goes on to say, Hashem, and with all that we've mentioned, it's very, very powerful. Hashem created in his world an Adam, and Klal Yisrael puts in their Beis HaMikdash a Kohen Gadol. It says on Shabbos, Vayichulu Hashemayim Ve'aretz, and on the Mishkan it says, Vateichel Kol Avodas, that the whole Avodah of the Mishkan was completed. The world reached a conclusion and a completion, and the Mishkan reached a completion. Now listen to what's going on here. By the world it says, Vayivorech Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the world on Shabbos. And by the Mishkan it says, Vayivorech Oysa Moshe, that Moshe blessed the Mishkan. In the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. In the Mishkan, that's our job. We do it. Vayivorech Oysa Moshe. In the world it says, Vayichal Elohim, Hashem completed the world. By the Mishkan it says, Vayhi B'yoyim Kalois Moshe, that Moshe completed the Mishkan. And so on and so forth. We see this idea that the Mishkan is the creation of a world that man creates and infuses with Kedusha. That's the Mishkan. Now the truth is that originally the plan was not that there should be a Mishkan. That was not the original plan. I don't think... Many Mefarshim say this, going back even to Midrashim. It could be that there are other Mahalachim, but we're going to go with this Mahalach for this Shir. Reb Tzadik, throughout all his Sfarim, goes with this Mahalach. Originally, there was not supposed to be a Mishkan. The person himself was supposed to be the Mishkan. The presence of Hashem, and revealing the honor of Hashem, that Klal Yisrael eventually did by building a building where Hashem dwelled in, was originally supposed to be within the person himself. And that was supposed to be the true Mikdash al-Mata Mechuvan Kenegan Mikdash al-Maila. The Beis HaMikdash on this world, that parallels the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim, was really supposed to be us paralleling Hashem. B'tzelem Elohim. We were created in the form, Kaviyachal, of Hashem. We were created like Hashem, B'tzalmenu Kidmusenu. The way it was supposed to be was that us being in the image of Hashem are supposed to bring out the covet of Hashem in this world like Hashem is in Shemayim. Mikdash shel mata mechuvan keneged mikdash shel maila. And that's what Chazal mean when they said, Ha'ovais heim heim ha'merkava. It says about the Ovis, about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that the Ovis, they are the chariot of Hashem. What does it mean that the Ovis are the chariot of Hashem? They reached in their own lives, their own bodies, their own existence, they themselves were a revelation of the glory of Hashem. Ha'ovis heim heim ha'merkava. That's the way it was supposed to be. And when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, that's the way it was going to be. And then the golden calf happened, then the eagle happened. And they lost that opportunity, that through just their guf alone, through just themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah won't rest in a place, but will rest within them. And Hashem said that you need to build a building outside of yourselves. And I'm going to come down and dwell in that building. And through that building, I'll come eventually to dwell amongst you. Through that Mishkan, it can't come directly to you anymore. You have to build a Mishkan. Through that Mishkan, through that place, then the covet of Hashem will reach each person. And that's the beginning of Parashas Truma. V'asu li mikdash, make for me a mikdash, v'shachanti b'seicham, and I will dwell amongst them. It should have said, v'asu li mikdash, make me a mikdash, v'shachanti b'seicham, and I will dwell in it. It doesn't say that. It says, make me a mikdash, and I will dwell amongst them. Because that's the ultimate goal, is that Hashem's covet, Hashem's honor should be revealed within us. By the golden calf, by the Chet HaEgel, we lost that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'asu li mikdash, make me a home. And then v'shachanti b'seicham, through that I'll come to be Sheichen within Klal Yisrael. So these are the two ways that you find Mikdash Shel Mata and Mikdash Shel Maila. The person himself is an image of Hashem. It's a Mikdash Shel Mata, Mechuvan Keneged Mikdash Shel Maila. And the base of Mikdash is parallel to the base of Mikdash and Shemayim. That's also Mikdash Shomata, Mechuvan Keneged Mikdash Shomayla. And that's why when Klal Yisrael saw the revelation of Hashem's covered, when the sea was split by Kriyas Yamsuf, they said, Ze Keli, this is my Hashem, Ve'anvehu, and I will beautify him. And there's two Ma'amari Chazal on that Pasuk. One Ma'amar Chazal is the Gemara in Shabbos, Ani Vehu, I will be like him. That's the first Mikdash El Matam, that the person himself should be a reflection of Hashem. The other Ma'amar Chazal is the Targum Unklus on the same Pasuk, Ve'evne loy beis makdash, I will build him a beis hamikdash. That's the second stage of mikdash el mata mechuvin keneged mikdash el maila. The two stages, man himself reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the home kaviyachal that we build for Hashem being a reflection of the cover that exists for Hashem and Shemayim. Both on the same pasuk, because it's the same idea. Ani v'hu, me and Hashem, I have to be like Hashem. That's within the person. The mikdash el mata, mechuvin keneged mikdash el maila, and then in the place that I built for him in the mishkan, also mikdash el mata, mechuvin keneged mikdash el maila. So there's this parallel now between the mishkan that was built and the person himself. And I want to take a few minutes just to discuss certain parallels between those three. And as many things that we've discussed over the past few months, it's a parallel within a parallel within a parallel we'll find in many, many different ways. A person we know is made up of three parts. Melech. Three parts. Mem, melech means king. Mem, mayach, the brain, the seichel of a person, the intellect of a person. That's where the neshama is. Lamed is lev, is heart, the emotions of a person, the avoda of a person. And kaved means the liver, that represents the physical of a person, the body of a person. Moyach, lev, kaved, melech. The Beis HaMikdash had three parts. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Heichel, the Kodesh, and the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Mizbeach was. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where just the Aron was. The Luchais were there, the Torah was there. It was the holiest place. Except for the Kohen Gadol, one time a year, nobody can go in there. And that represents Mayach, that represents the intellect of a person, the neshama of a person. Moving further out, moving out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have the place where Kohanim did the Avoda. The Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Menorah, the shulchan, the table where they put all the breads. And that area is keneged the lev, keneged the heart of a person. And the outside, which is where the mizbeach was, where they sacrificed animals, that was outside. The animals, that represents the physical of a person. The behema represents the behema part of a person. So the mizbeach hachitzen, where they sacrificed animals, that represents the physical part of a person. So we see this structure. The mikdash el mata, mechuvin keneged mikdash el maila, exists within a person. A person has a mayach lev kaved. He has three parts of himself with which he serves Hashem. And the Beis HaMikdash also had three separate parts with which the kaved of Hashem rested. The kodesh hakodashim, the kodesh, and the chatzar where the mizbeach was. We can say also that the three parts of the Mishkan are connected three different types of Yidden. The middle represents the Beinonim, the Yidden that do their Avodas Hashem. They serve Hashem. That's the place of Avodah. There's the Menorah, and we'll get more into that in a minute. There's the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, the place of serving Hashem. You know, we'll get into it now. The Menorah, we know, represents... I just described to you how the Mishkan in its three places represents the Mayach, Lev, and Kaved of a person. Now I'm going to show you how within the Beis Ham, within the Kodesh, within the Heichel, you also have a representative of the three parts of the person. In that center place, you have a Menorah, you have a Shulchan, and you have a Mizbeach. The Menorah, where the Neiris were lit, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, the flames always represent the Neshama. The Menorah represents the Seichel of a person, Torah, someone who wants to become a Chacham, etc., daven towards the Menorah, that's Chachma, that's wisdom, that's the Menorah. The Mizbeach, that's the Avoida, Ezehu Avoida Shebelev, that's the serving Hashem, that's the doing the service of Hashem. The Mizbeach represents the lev, and the shulchan, where the bread is that we eat, the physical sustenance, layal halechem levada yichya adam, that's the physical sustenance of a person, that represents the body. So that's the regular avodah of the regular yid. The Kodesh HaKadoshim has just an aron in it, just Torah. Who does that represent? That represents the few yidden throughout history that have the klal called Tairasam Umnasam, that they're so completely absorbed in Torah. I don't think we have such a thing in our times, but there were Tanoim like that. They're so completely absorbed in Torah that it precludes even other ways of serving Hashem. They're parted from davening, they're parted from mitzvahs, they just learn Torah. So that's the Kodesh HaKadosh, and there aren't three separate things from Mayach, Lev, and Guf. It's just Torah, the Aron. And Reb Tzadik says that outside of that, outside of the Kodesh, is the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach that they sacrificed animals on, that represents people that aren't doing the whole Avodas Hashem. They've been distanced from Yiddishkeit. They're not doing the whole Avodas Hashem. And he says, and they also are close to Hashem. There's also a Mizbeach for them, Mizbeach HaNechoshes. As Chazal tell us that even Poshe Yisrael, even those who reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Poshe Yisrael, as the Gemara says in the end of Chagiga, are Malaya mitzvahs karima and are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of seeds. So the pnimius, the inner places, those people that are so attached to Hashem that they're completely davak and tayrit, there's just an aron. Moving further out, that's the yid that's involved in all facets of Avodas Hashem. He has his menorah, his shulchan, his mizbeach. And then moving further out, that's the physical, that's the place of the yid that's not even involved in his Avodas Hashem. And that's the mizbeach HaNechoshes, that even the Pesha Yisrael have a place by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a maral somewhere, maral I think by Hanukkah, that says that the word heichal, which is the kodesh, that's the place where the ikar avoda was, has a hidden yud. You could spell it heichal, hey, with a tzeirei, chaf, and lamed. You don't have to see the yud. You could spell it without the yud. Or you could spell it with the yud. It has a hidden yud. And he says that shows that even while we're in the Beis HaMikdash, and we can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we can't go further in, the presence of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is there. We don't feel it, but the presence of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is there. The idea behind this maral is that even though we're saying that the Kodesh HaKadoshim represents those yidden that are so attached to Hashem, that they have just Torah, they're so completely attached to Hashem, but the truth is that there's a nekuda like that within every single one of us. Is a part of us that's totally attached to Hashem. Even those of us that are not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the presence of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is there. That's the Pintel Yid that everyone talks about. That's the part of us that's so davuk in Hashem that it's not possible for it to do any averis. The Sfarim say that when someone does an avera, that part of himself is being forced. That part of himself never willingly takes part in doing an Avera. There's a part of us that's so pure that it never willingly takes part in an Avera. And that's the presence of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even in the Kodesh. And just like within us, it's impossible to eradicate that part. That's a part of us that no matter what, no matter how distant it could be, that part of him could never possibly be eradicated. So too the Aron, which was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, could never be conquered by Goyim. Just like that part of us can't be conquered by the Yetzirah, that part of the Mishkan can never be conquered by Goyim. And that's why even though there's a big, we know the famous drawing, the famous carving of the Menorah being carted off to Rome, but the Aron Kodesh was never carted off anywhere, it's hidden somewhere, it's Begniza. The externals the Yetzirah could get to, but what's deeply inside each Yid is not touchable by the Yetzirah, just like the Aron is not touchable by Goyim. And now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And now we don't have a Mishkan. But that Aron is there somewhere. And it's doing what it's supposed to do from wherever it is. There's an Aron out there. For us, we don't have Karbanos. We talked about last week, we don't have Machzis HaShekel. We can't bring karbanos when we have chatos to bring. When a miracle happens to us, we can't bring a karban taida. We can't take part in all the karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. We can't watch the Kayin Gadol come out, Mara Kayin. We can't watch the Kayin Gadol come out after Yom Kippur with the unbelievable glory of coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But based on what we've said today, there's still an unbelievable avoida of a Beis HaMikdash that we could all do. And that's the other Mikdash Shomata, Mechuvin Kenega Mikdash Shomayla. We're also a Mikdash. We're also a Mishkan. And just like the Mishkan had within it a menorah, a shulchan, and a mizbeach, we also have within us the avodah of our seichel, the avodah of our heart, and the avodah of our bodies. And that's what we know what Chazal say, al shloisha dvarim ha'olam oimed, the world stands on three things, al ha'Torah, the al avodah, the al gemilas chasod, and those are the three kelim in our avodah of our Mishkan. Torah, keneged the mizbeach, avodah, davening, that's keneged the mizbeach. We don't have a mizbeach now, but we can still daven to Hashem, that's avodah. That's how we bring karbanos. We stand in front of Hashem and we daven, and we use our bodies by being kind to people and by gemilas chasadim, by using our guf for serving Hashem. Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasadim, those are the three kelim in the Mishkan, that's us. In our Mishkan. And if we want to be Megala, the presence of Hashem in this world, we can't do it by donating gold to the Beis. We're going to read in this week's parasha about donating gold to the Beis HaMikdash. We can't do it by donating gold to a Beis HaMikdash. We can't do it by bringing a carbon. But we could still reveal the covet of Hashem within ourselves. This Mishkan could still be Mechuvin Kenega Mikdash Omaila. And that's by making sure that those kelim are complete. And that's an avodah that each person has to go through in his mind. There are these three areas. There's Torah, there's tefillah, and there's mitzvah, there's chesed. How am I building my home and how am I building my life? Does my life have these three things in it? Does it have Torah adequately? Does it have tefillah adequately? And does it have chesed adequately? And if we can measure that properly and be machazik that, to infuse an aliyah into our Torah, and infuse an aliyah into our avodah, and infuse an aliyah into our gemilas chasadim, we'll be accomplishing right now in this galus, far, far, far away from Eretz Yisrael, and far away from a Beis HaMikdash, we'll be accomplishing v'asili mikdash v'shachanti v'seichem.